Welcome to the Synthetic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Henrik DeCuyer. Join me for interviews and thoughts on the ever-expanding topic of synthetic media. You can find my book on synthetic media on Amazon. Subscribe to this podcast for free. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com and enjoy today's episode.
I'm Yassin, the CEO of Kinetics. Basically, Kinetics has a mission is to democratize the access to 3D animation to all the creators. Basically, what we do is leverage the power of AI to transform any video into a 3D animated avatar that is moving like the video for any production that can range from game production to VFX or 3D animation for a movie or media as well.
Yassin, how are you involved with synthetic media?
So at Kinetics, we use generative AI to produce 3D animation based on video. So our algorithms are able to produce animation, so 3D animated content from input videos that can be directly transferred to any avatar and used by our community of creators.
Yassin, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with synthetic media?
The biggest challenge for me with synthetic media is the ability of the machine, speaking of the AI, to generate qualitative enough production that can be either directly posted by creators or reused and reworked by those creators. So it implies two major challenges. The first one is the quality of the direct output of the AI. Is it good enough? For example, if we speak about what we're doing at Kinetics, is the animation good enough to directly be imported in a workflow of production for a game or a cinema movie or any audiovisual production? And the second one is the usability of this asset by creators. Of course, professional creators can reuse animation, for example, and can rework it in editing software that is usually complex and very technical. But the challenge for us is to make this production also usable by non-technical creators so that they can create and take advantage of what the AI is producing so that they can rework it, re-edit it, and produce it as well, even if they don't have the technical skills of animation.
Yassin, what advice would you like to share with people working on synthetic media?
So I have two big advice for people working on synthetic media. First, on the people that are producing tools for synthetic media. And the second one, for the creators of synthetic media. The first one, for the people working on the tools, will be to try to be as interoperable as possible. For example, in our industry, which is mostly the gaming one, we use avatars, then we need to animate them, so which is what we're doing at Kinetics, and then we need to place it in an environment and integrate it in a game. So each one of the different players of this value chain needs to be interoperable and work together. So the advice would be, how can we create formats? How can we create collaboration so that we can all create value to each other and enable all the creators to do amazing things with different layers of AI and synthetic media? So it will be the interoperability of these different synthetic media. For example, if we look at the bigger picture about avatars, how can we generate facial animation that match with AI voice that are matching with the synchronization of the body animation in a universe generated with AI? So how can we put all these layers and bring together to allow creators to create? And the second one is for creators, is to be curious. The advice would be to use the different tools. Of course, we are in an era where all the generative models are starting. It's not perfect yet. So the idea is to start working with these first companies that are emerging in all the type of AI implied for creation, and to integrate it in their work and to display it to the world so that we can keep pushing to see a generation of new kind of software, new kind of platforms to generate content with AI.
Where can we learn more about synthetic media and your work on the subject?
there are some blog posts. I read one recently about, I think it's called VC Coffee, where you have a list of all the different tools of AI generation. So it's a list of all these different tools. Maybe to follow the VCs and investors that are investing in this field is still an early one. I'm thinking, for example, at Roche in Ukraine, who are hosting a conference about AI and creativity, where we will be speaking as well. And they have a community of different companies using AI for synthetic media. I'm thinking about Zebra or Facemoji, who are producing avatars using technology. So there are plenty of players that are starting to emerge and that are grouped in specific communities. So maybe to get closer to these communities to discover more about this synthetic media project that are emerging. For all the listeners that want to try, they can log on our website, which is www.kinetics.tech, and you can have a free trial to generate avatars moving as you want with any video that you can input with our AI, so that you can test, generate your own avatars that then you can use in your games, in your AR, VR, or XR production, or even if you're producing visual content on YouTube and you want to put avatars on overlay, you can definitely use Kinetics and be happy to see your production. If you need any help, please reach out and we'll be happy to guide you through it.
Join us next week for a new episode by subscribing to the Synthetic Media Podcast. Check out my book about synthetic media on Amazon. Follow us on syntheticmediapodcast.com. This podcast was produced by Henrik de Gior. Music by Mattia Capelli. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. And thank you for listening.